if they stop anyone coming from lecturers who haven't had the double jab by September, that's going to be huge for me, because I have every intention of getting both jabs, but because I caught it on the day I was meant to get the first one, and you can't have it within 4 weeks of testing positive, it means I can't have my first jab until August. And if I follow the 8 weeks, that means I won't be getting my second jab in September. So this rule, in cases like mine, is actually pressuring people to get their second jab earlier than recommended, which doesn't give as strong protection. And I can't see myself enjoying next year at all if I'm not having in-person lectures. Last year was hell. It's, for certain subjects, it's just impossible to concentrate over a Zoom call. You've got every possible distraction going, and I can't cope with that. We did have a meeting for the course next year, and this lecturer was lovely, but even through her best efforts, it's still just so hard to get anything out of a Zoom call. And when I'm studying something like French, where communication is vital, me being locked away in a room from a class is going to have a huge effect on how much I can actually be taught. I think in the long term, encouraging people to get both vaccines is good, but I think there has to be, it shouldn't be blanket rules apply for all. There should be clear exceptions, where in my case, I want to get the vaccine, but this will have a massive impact on my education, and it shouldn't be like that. And because I've already had it, I'm not a huge risk of getting it again anytime soon and then passing it on again. So it just seems unfair. And again, like much of this pandemic, it feels like as a student you're being forgotten, particularly as a university student, because we're not treated the same as colleges or secondary schools. And you just feel left behind and just heartbroken in a sense, because we lost 2 years of our uni life, basically. And I don't want to lose another one.